Welcome, I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I'm going to remind you, you were created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. My job is to teach you how to align your life so you can make these things happen. So I want to welcome you to the show today. Today, we're going to be diving into the topic of occipital headaches and neck pain. So the reason why I'm talking about that topic is because it's something that I've been noticing here in the last few weeks that our patients are dealing with. So obviously, I like to talk about topics that are relevant and things that I see on a daily basis. So definitely something that I think people will benefit from as far as understanding what it is, what it can do to you, how it affects you, and what we can do to actually prevent it from getting worse, even if it's with some of the tips that I give. So again, I always want to remind you, you know, that you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. If you have any questions, of course, you can call that number. If not, you can text that number again, 937-552-7364. And obviously, you know, if you want to make an appointment, you can do that. You can ask a question about the topic. You can, you know, ask about what we do. Whatever is that you need, we can obviously, you know, help you with that information. So again, also want to remind you, we do have a dinner coming up. Our May dinner is on the books. It's on May 13th, Monday night, 6:30 p.m. Basils in Troy. Again, it's an opportunity for you to come and listen and understand what it is that we do. And then secondly, how you can apply it to your life so you can obviously change your life from within with natural health care rather than drugs and surgery. So again, that dinner is on Monday, the 13th of May, 6:30 p.m., Basils in Troy. Again, you can come by yourself. You can come with up to four of your friends. Again, if you want a larger group of those people that you love and care about to come with you, you just got to call us and let us know so we can let the restaurant know as well. So as always, before I get started, I always like to start by, you know, covering what it is that I do and why I do it and what I'm so passionate about it. And that is my big why is my mom. My mom, you know, was diagnosed with breast cancer 10 years ago. My mom is, you know, is my hero. I saw her as, you know, as a young woman raising us young babies at that time, single mother of three, to put food on the table, roof over our head. So my mom, at that moment, you know, it was just struggling and figuring out what she can do for us, but, you know, she always made it work. So that was what really just made me just admire her tenacity and her dedication, especially to provide for her children. So it was really surprising to me when she called me when, you know, 10 years ago now, you know, many years after I was a young man, and she calls me to tell me that she'd been diagnosed with breast cancer. So 10 years ago, 2014, she calls me. And, you know, checking in on me, and I'm like, how are you doing? She's like, well, I'm sorry, I got to tell you that I've been diagnosed with breast cancer. Then she starts crying on the phone. Of course, I start crying on the phone. She's my hero, obviously. So I asked her, like, what are you going to do? She says, son, I know what I'm not doing. I'm not doing chemo and radiation. And I'm like, okay, fair enough. Like, what are you going to do? She says, I don't know what to do, but I know I'm not doing that. I'm like, okay, well, I am scared out of my mind. You're my mom. My father passed away already. Like, I don't know what to do. I'm in the middle of chiropractic school. My wife and I are both chiropractic students. We have a one-year-old daughter in the middle of school. We're literally stressed to the gills. I'm like, mom, I don't know what to do, but I know one thing. I know God put an awesome power in your brain, and if your brain and your body are communicating at 100%, it ought to function and heal at 100%. So let's get your spine checked. So we got our spine checked, and from the side view of the neck, you should have a 45-degree angle. When you look at it on x-ray, we took my mom's x-ray only to find out that she had lost 100% of the curve in her neck. My mom's neck was completely straight, which is not normal. She has 0 degrees out of 45. Then we look at her x-ray from front to back, and we saw that between her shoulder blades and that upper thoracic region, she had a deviation off to the side. So my mom had a mild scoliosis in that area. And when I saw that, I'm like, you know what? That can't be helping anything. There's no way that that is actually good for you, because the nerves that come out of that area happen to go to her heart, her lungs, and her breast tissue. And I'm like, it's not, I don't know if it's causing anything, but I know it's definitely not helping it, right? So, you know, and then I finally asked my mom, like, why are you now deciding to do things different? I've been telling you for years, really decades, to literally do things different. But now you're not going the conventional route of drugs and you know, interventions, etc. Like, why now? So, son, it's simple. I finally realized that I can die and I want to see my grandchildren grow up. So, again, those four grandchildren, some four of those 10 grandchildren she has are my kids. Eden, who's 10, Jean-Luc, who's 5, Eve, who's 8, Ellery, who's 2.5. So my mom chose to take responsibility for her health differently. She chose a different route because she was literally trying a different approach to give the opportunity of her grandchildren to obviously be there for them and see them grow up. So my mom took responsibility for her health in her own hands, and I always ask this question. I know I sound like a broken record, and that's okay, you know, because some of you need to hear it. Every week I have somebody that comes from this radio show, and one of the first questions I ask, which I'm going to ask if you come from the radio show, is how long have you been listening to the show? And people are like, well, years. Some people are like 2-3 years. Some people have been listening for 7 years since I've been on radio, you know, or 6.5 years, whatever it's been, right? They've been listening forever, and I'm like, what? Why now, right? You know, my mom decided to take responsibility for her health in her own hands. You are responsible for your health. You know that. Who's responsible for your health? You are. And I always ask the questions, why do you decide to do something about it now, even though you've been responsible for your health all along, right? It's, let's put it in a different perspective, right? I'm going to go on a tangent here, so we're not talking about occipital, you know, neck pain and headaches, etc. right now. I'm talking about this tangent that I go on because I gotta lovingly, gracefully call you out, right? Like, that's what you're supposed to do as good citizens of our country. Like, people call me out all the time. Dr. Juan, I don't like this about your office. I don't like that about your office. Got it. Listen, I fall short of the glory every day. Accepting as I am, if it's not good for you, then obviously go somewhere else. I love you in Christ. You know, go on with your life, right? But at the end of the day, like, I'm going to call you out. Like, if you're responsible for something and it's breaking down and you don't take care of it, that makes you irresponsible, essentially, right? If you let's not talk about your body. Let's talk about your car. Let's talk about your house. Let's talk about something that's important that needs maintenance, something that needs, you know, tender love and care, needs, you know, all that. You don't take care of it, it's going to break down. And whose responsibility is it to take care of it? It's your responsibility. You never go, I mean, some of you do, and obviously I'm not talking to you. If this is you, you probably turned the channel already. But literally, like, some people go, like, months, years, weeks, decades without changing the oil in their car, right? Like, probably like a year or two. I've heard of people doing that. They forget, or they're just, you know, too busy, or they don't have the money, whatever the case is, right? You don't change the oil in your car. What's going to happen to that engine eventually? It's going to blow up. It's going to blow up. It's going to, like, not function, right? So when that engine blows up because you didn't change the oil, right? You didn't change the oil, let's say, for like 2 years. You just forgot, you know, life happens. You're supposed to change it every 6 months, but you got 2 years go by. Engine blows up. When that engine blows up, whose fault is that? It's your fault because you didn't do anything about it. You didn't do the proper maintenance to take care of that actual vehicle. So if you're responsible for your health, right? Let's not talk about a vehicle. Let's talk about your body. And you've been listening to the show for 2-3 years, et cetera. Like, it might be too far for you. You're never going to come here. I get that, right? But people are like, I may do it. I don't know. I might come to the I don't know. That wishy-washy, like, flaking kind of behavior. And again, that's just, if that's the way you're designed, that's okay. I'm not hating on it. I love you again, right? But legitimately, like, you're thinking back and forth, like, I shouldn't, right? The whole idea, right? You never think, like, I should take my vehicle to get an oil change, but just let me just not do it because I don't feel like it. Again, if you are that person that does that all the time, obviously you just have other things you got to deal with. That's just who you are. That's all good. But most people that are adults and behave like adult, responsible people that take care of their stuff will look at something that needs maintenance and actually take care of it so it doesn't break down. Again, we do that better with our vehicles than we do with our actual bodies, right? So people will sit there and come in. And again, I love the fact that they come in, but I'm like, why did you wait so long, right? You're responsible for the health care of your body. It's not your doctor. It's not your insurance company. It's not anybody. It is you that is responsible. So take care of it so it takes care of you. That is the whole idea. That's what we do here. And again, it doesn't mean like you have to do everything that is recommended. You have to do something though. You know, you got to do something. Like, you go to the mechanic, they say you need an oil change, tire rotation, brakes, blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And the filter for the blah, blah, blah. Like, great. I'm going to do the oil change and the rotations and this because I don't have the money for everything else. I'll be back in about 5 weeks and I'll do the rest of it. You don't have to do everything all at once, right? But the reality is this, though. People are just saying, you know what? I know it's going to be a big bill, so I'm not going to do anything about it at all. And then I'll ignore it, and hopefully, you know, it goes away. And the problem is this, folks. Problems do not go away when they're unattended. You have to tend to problems to fix them. Adult 101, identify the problem. Step number one. Step number two is fix the problem, right? So, again, why do I go through these tangents and I go on these, like, off-topic things? It's, I'm trying to fix your thinking before you come see us, right? Because, again, like, it's all about what are you thinking between your ears and that brain of yours. How do you think about health? If you think your health is not your responsibility, it is your insurance that should be in charge of it, and they tell you what you can and cannot do, how much you're going to pay for it and not pay for it, and your doctor tells you exactly what to do, if that is you, then you're in the conventional medical model. Continue going that way. If it's working for you, great. But chances are, if you have issues and you're still listening right now, be like, man, I got actually occipital headaches and migraines, and I got this on the other, and I got blah, blah, blah. And I'm not getting better. I'm not getting better, doc. I don't know what to do. I'm desperate, right? I don't want you desperate. I want you informed and ready to make a decision, right? So, again, why not take care of it now before you're older? I literally just got done adjusting two people today that are in their geriatric age, beyond 75, that are barely able to move, barely able to lay on the table, barely able to do these things, right? But you know what? They're ready to do something now, even though they know, and they both told me, it's like, I should have done this like 15, 20, 30 years ago. I had no idea this is what you guys did. I thought you guys were quacks and that you didn't do anything positive for the body. And if you had that opinion, that's good. Like, don't come to us. Great. Do you think we're quacks and we don't do anything positive? Then don't come. But if you're sitting on the fence thinking, they're like, you know what? I should probably do something different because this drugs and surgery thing is not working for me, right? Should probably get a second opinion from a outside source that's not in the medical model just to see if there's something else you can do naturally for your body, right? So again, I know that's a long, long tangent, and I know that's a long like rant there, but I think it's important to get your mind right before you get your body right. Because again, if you start getting your body right and your mind quits on you, you're eventually going to quit what your body's doing because you're not going to want to do it. Take care of your body so it takes care of you. I have to take a quick break here. When we come back, I'm going to dive into the topic. I know some of you are like, Dr. Juan, you left me hanging, man. I want to hear about occipital, you know, headaches, and I want to hear about neck pain. I got the whole rest of the show to talk about that. So, again, hang tight. We'll be back here after a short break. Again, you're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, Dangers and Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. Find us by also texting that number, 937-552-7364. You can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the Instagram as well, at Full Life Chiropractic as well. You can find our shows, this show and any other shows we've done in the past, also on podcasts. You can search for Living the Full Life with Dr. Juan and literally listen to any show about any topic that we've done. You know, I like to repeat topics every, you know, couple of years because some of the information is new or relevant or changing. So, again, you can find that information there. Again, you can find that info and share with family members, friends, et cetera, and obviously apply that information also to yourself so you can continue to transform your health. So, coming back from the break, talking about occipital headaches and also neck pain. And I know on the last segment, I actually didn't even talk about that topic yet because I was going off on a rant about taking care of your health. But enough about that. Right now, we're going to dive into the topic of occipital neck pain and headaches, right? So it's also known as occipital neuralgia. And I did a show about this maybe a year ago, a year and a half ago, et cetera. I can't remember exactly when it was. But the reason why I'm talking about this is because right now I have a lot of patients that are coming in with vertigo. And I know one of the shows that I did a couple of weeks ago, vertigo, sinus issues, it is all connected, right? It's all connected. A lot of my patients that have right now. I think this past week I had three patients with severe vertigo dizziness because of the blooming trees and the pollen and the allergies stuffing up the actual sinuses, then causing the actual inner ear to be unequalized pressure, which is causing equilibrium issues, right? And then that same thing, then furthermore, the next thing that happens is that right behind the ear, the little bone back there is called the mastoid process. So if you look at your, touch your ears and then go behind the ear, just down a little bit, like towards the earlobe, you feel back there kind of really close to the atlas bone in the neck, just above that bone that sticks out behind your ear. That is called the mastoid process. The sternocleidomastoid is the muscle that attaches there. That area is very, very sore in people that actually have sinus issues. And I found this out in the last couple of weeks. I've known this for years, but I found this out again that little people are having this issue. You know, I'm like trying to clear and clear their alignment so the bodies can, you know, recover and heal and hopefully, you know, succumb the side effects that are going on from the sinus pressure causing that vertigo. But their occiputs are, you know, the last three out of the four patients that I've done that have had this vertigo have had the occiput alignment off, creating a occipital headache. And the occipital headache is the one that starts like right there behind your ear. And then if you then go from there and you trace a line forward to like right behind your eye, if you like, you know, straight forward, like above your scalp, all the way behind your eye, that's an occipital style headache or migraine. And that's what people have been coming in with. And I'm like, oh, well, that must be. And of course, I nerded out and I started looking at the anatomy like, oh, that's right. Because of this, this, and this. And again, I'm not going to nerd out on you because it's going to be boring. But because of the actual nerve structure and the pressure from the sinuses and the misalignment that's happening at the C2 vertebra that causes the occiput to shift in the opposite direction, which then causes pain, pressure, leading to these occipital headaches, occipital migraines. And the number one way that you know you may have that is not necessarily like a full-blown migraine, but it's an occipital headache, is that you'll have vision changes. You'll have like slight blurriness or an aura that is related to migraines, but it's actually slightly different. So again, that's what happens when you have sinus issues along with vertigo, along with occipital headaches or occipital neuralgia causing the issues that are obviously plaguing a lot of people right now because of the season we're in. Obviously, the weather changed. Things are getting warmer, hotter, and then trees are releasing pollen, creating allergic reactions in people, again, leading to those issues that people are having on a daily basis as we transition into the spring. So right now, I had to take another quick break. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's the Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you're created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. My job is to teach you how to align your life so you can make these things happen. So I want to welcome you back to the show. If you're just joining us, we're talking about occipital headaches and neck pain. And I'm talking about that topic because a lot of people have dealing with that right now due to the sinuses and vertigo and all the things that are going on right now because of the weather change. So before I dive into the topic again, I always want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. You can also text that number again, 937-552-7364. You can text about, you know, coming in as a new patient. If you mention this radio show, you get a discount. Original examination and x-ray fee is $130. We discount that down to just $52 if you're interested in setting up an appointment and you say, hey, I heard Dr. Juan on the radio. I want to check out what he has to say. I want to check out what I can do or what he can do for me. So again, you can text that number. You can text the word new patient to that. We also have a dinner coming up, our May dinner. It's on the books. It's on May 13th at 6:30 p.m. at Basil's in Troy. Again, the dinner is designed for those of you who need a little bit more information, a little bit more methodical, about how you apply things in your life, and that's okay. That's awesome. So you can come to the dinner, you can listen, you can learn. And at that dinner, I talk about what it is that we do, how we do it, and how we can implement it in your life so you can actually transform your life. So again, if you're interested in coming to that dinner, you can come by yourself. You can come with family or friends, up to four people, beyond you, right? So five total, right? If you want more people than that, just let us know. But again, that is what, you know, that's where we break the ice and you get to know what we do. So again, that dinner is coming up May 13th. If you want to come to that, you can simply text the word dinner to 937-552-7364. We'll reply back with, you know, obviously, what is your name and how many people are you bringing? And, you know, obviously a confirmation so we can send you a reminder, et cetera. So again, that's coming up May 13th, 6:30 p.m., dinner with the doc. So coming back from the break, we're talking about occipital headaches and neck pain. So in the previous segment, I kind of got it done explaining why it is that is happening so often right now. So a lot of people are having some sinus issues. The sinus issues creates abnormal pressure in the ears. It causes vertigo, equilibrium issues. Because of that, the body kind of has a hard time kind of trying to figure out where it is in space. So muscles get tighter. And that's what I've been seeing. And then neurology in that area, in the suboccipital area, right behind your ear. So you touch your ear, you go back down a little bit. You feel a big bump of bone right there. It's called the mastoid process. Right by there, if you go down just a little bit more, there's a suboccipital triangle. That whole area is full of a bunch of nerves and muscles and blood vessels, etc. Whenever you have irritation to the sinuses, the nerves that come out of the C2 area, those nerves go to the sinuses. And then when the sinuses are overly stimulated because they're creating a lot of mucus, the messaging back from the sinuses through the nerve to the brain causes almost like a traffic jam of information in that suboccipital area. And I guarantee you, some of you will press in that area and you're like, man, like my sinus pressure goes away and my headaches goes away. My headache goes away because I press in the spot. As soon as I let it go, the pressure in my sinuses gets back, and then I get that like suboccipital, headache again coming back. And then the issue is that it also travels down the shoulder. That pain, if you trace again behind the ear, the mastoid process, you go down the shoulders, down to your traps right there, just, you know, and you massage them, you feel little knots in that area. That area is that trap muscle that goes up to the neck back there, again, creating this just trifecta of three muscles that are really tight, not allowing your occiput to move properly, and then you start getting like these pressure headaches. How do I describe that so well? I just had this happen to me. I typically don't ever have sinus issues. I don't know why. Out of nowhere, this past Monday into Tuesday, I had like drainage and it stopped at like Wednesday. It was gone. Obviously, I did everything that I recommend to do for you guys and it was gone like that, right? But I had sinus pressure. One of the things that I got was like, man, I got this headache, like, right? So again, something that happens in that area is just those muscles get tight. So why is it that it feels that way? It's because there's a lot of neurology there. And again, those nerves will travel up the head and ends up behind one eye or behind the other eye. You feel like pressure behind your eye, like your eye is about to explode out of your head, basically. That's what it feels like. So what happens is that if you show up to your medical doctor with those symptoms, they're going to say, hey, it sounds a lot like an occipital neuralgia or occipital migraine. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you, first of all, we got to diagnose it, right? So the doctor will say, like, you know, what other symptoms are you having? And some of the symptoms you'll say, it's like I got aching, burning, and sometimes some of you, you get this electric shock sensation. And then whenever you like move to kind of try to loosen it up, you'll feel like a sharp stabbing or piercing, like just suddenly, like it just comes on. Just like somebody just stabbed you and you kind of like got to stop on your tracks and like, man, I can't look over my left shoulder. That is what this feels like, okay? And then you start getting this throbbing kind of like with the pulse of your heart that goes like behind the eye and it's pulsating and your eye feels like it's about to pop out. That is all signs of occipital neuralgia or occipital headaches. And then, unfortunately, those muscles get so tight because they're trying to protect you and not move. You know when, like, you're not feeling well, you don't like to move around a lot? It tries to do the same thing, and then your shoulder and your neck start hurting, right? So that's the symptomatology you start feeling. So you go to your doctor. They say, hey, it sounds like you have occipital neuralgia. the causes of it are due to a pinched nerve or a muscle that's tight, which is both of the things I described. And then, you know, it could also happen after a neck injury. So people will come into our office after like a car accident and they'll see like, oh, wow, like I feel this. And it's, again, that occipital neuralgia or occipital headache that is because of a quick, sudden load on ligaments, muscles, and tendons that they're not able to actually withstand, causing obviously damage or inflammation to that area. So that's how it happens, right? Or you sleep wrong. Some of you will sleep wrong, and it's not that you have macro trauma like from a car accident. You have micro trauma from laying like under, like on too many pillows on your side, and your head is like cocked to the side, like you're trying to touch your ear to your shoulder on the opposite side. And then that causes like an overstretching. You're dead to the world. So you sleep 5 hours and you wake up like, man, I can't move my neck. That's another way that this happens, a micro trauma, right? So then let's say you go to your doctor. It's like, hey, I have these symptoms. They're going to say like, yeah, it sounds like occipital, you know, neuralgia or occipital migraines or headache or whatever the case is, along with neck pain. And then they say, okay, well, we got to diagnose it. But first, let's just give you something to help you. So what they typically give you is a medication to obviously reduce the symptomatology because you don't want to feel bad. And I understand that, right? And then they say, hey, like, you know, if this actually continues and it continues to get worse and what we gave you doesn't work, we're going to do a CT or MRI. And then basically, they'll more likely than not refer you to a neurologist, some sort of, you know, a spine or nervous system expert, right, in the medical field, right? And again, the treatments you're going to get are going to be nerve blocks, right? So initially, they'll start with, you know, very, you know, conservative. They'll say, hey, let's do some hot therapy. Let's do some physical therapy. Let's stretch it out. Massage therapy also, right? And then after that, it kind of escalates because, again, like, there's a bypass of, like, the chiropractor, you know, approach. And this is the thing. This is not always, it's not no longer the norm. I have a patient that came here because her neurologist and her medical doctor both agreed that she should try chiropractic before surgery. And they sent her to my office, which is amazing. Again, that's awesome. I'm glad it's finally, like, you know, catching on and people are starting to, but obviously it is 2024. So hopefully that continues to happen. It's not like I want those doctors sending people to me. It's just that the doctors recognize that, hey, there's another way we can do this without having to cut you open and put you on drugs. So let's just actually try the chiropractor. If it doesn't work, then we'll just end up here anyway. So, but let's try that before we cut you open. So again, it goes from hot therapy, massaging to now nerve blocks. Let's just inject something to block the nerve from talking to your brain. That sounds awesome. Again, it sounds awesome when you are in pain and you can't function. Dr. Juan, you don't understand. I can't even pick up my kid. I can't work. I get it. You should do the nerve block because clearly you're miserable and your body is not functioning, and I would be miserable too. I understand that. So they do give you nerve blocks, medical injections, you know, steroids, etc. Then physical therapy. Physical therapy is amazing. I refer all the time. Anytime I have a patient that's outside of my realm when it comes to like soft tissue issues, I send them to NovaCare, Dr. Jim Drake and his team. They're amazing. I always try to give them a shout out. I haven't shouted them out in a while, but Dr. Jim Drake at NovaCare here in Troy, Ohio, we send people there. And then also my good friend Timothy Luss at Keystone Wellness here in Troy, like right by my practice. So again, massage therapy, physical therapy. Again, but if the bone is out of position, and the occiput is not moving correctly because the bone is out of position, you probably should get that moved into position with a gentle, specific chiropractic adjustment, right? And that's what we do in our practice, again, because otherwise you keep going down the list here. And I'm reading this straight from the clevelandclinic.org website. Literally says nerve blocks, massage therapy, physical therapy. Then after that is Botox. Say, hey, the steroids didn't work. Let's just actually put Botox, botulinum toxin. So it's a toxin, right? And then it decreases inflammation, it paralyzes the muscles, etc. Then after that, then they'll start giving you muscle relaxers, NSAIDs, etc. So again, those are all great approaches if that's what you're looking for. And again, if that's what you're looking for, don't come to my office because that's not what we do here. And you'll just be disappointed. Let's just save you the trip and the disappointment, right? But if you want a different approach to what's going on with you and seeing if we can do something different that does not include injections or etc., that's something we can do. But some of you are like, Dr. Juan, I'm not going to come to your office. You are like an hour and a half, 2 hours away. It's not practical for me to come to your office. So what you can do is actually take care of it yourself, right? So one of the top things that I recommend to my patients is to start working on the cervical curve of their neck, right? And that's the actual curve. When you look at yourself from the side, like in a profile picture, your curve in your neck should be like a C shape, but the C opening, the opening of the C is pointing backwards towards your back, right? That C shape should be the curve in your neck. That's what it should look like, right? People lose the curve in their necks because they sit in front of a computer too long. They fly planes too long. They look at the baby too long. They're always looking at their phone too long. And then what happens? You're losing the curve in your neck. That loosening of the curve in your neck is like step one. That puts a lot of strain on those muscles. Those muscles are pretty tight. So then when you get like a sinus infection or something, those muscles go from pretty tight to fully tight. And then that causes all this actual issues, right? So again, very important that you start working on your cervical curve. So I got to take a quick break. When we come back from break, I'm going to give you a couple of tips how to work on your curve in your neck to start reducing that tension that is already like pre-tight. So whenever you do have a symptom of sinusitis or whatever, it doesn't escalate into this migraine headache that you can't function or deal with. So right now, I got to take a quick break here. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, The Ages and Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. You can press option 2 if you want to talk to one of our team members. If not, you can simply text that number, 937-552-7364. Again, reminder, you know, you can find us online. You can go to our website. You can also call us. We do have a dinner coming up on May 13th at 6:30 p.m. at Basil's in Troy. If you want to come find out more about what we do, how we do it, how we approach health naturally without drugs and surgery, again, you're more than welcome to come. It is a free event. You come, you listen, you learn. If it makes sense to you, you make an appointment. If not, you leave there with a belly full of food. Again, that dinner is on May 13th, 6:30 p.m., Basil's in Troy. So coming back to the topic of occipital headaches and neck pain. And I talked in the previous segment about helping you restore that curve in your neck, so that C-shaped curve in your neck. And I think it's very, very important, because if you don't restore that, your muscles are always going to be like in this perpetual state of like tightness, right? And when that happens, and now you have an additional insult, like, hey, I kind of like, you know, I was walking on ice, I slipped, I didn't fall, but I kind of jarred myself and I caught myself and my neck got really tight, right? When that happens, then you start getting like this tightness in the back of the, behind the ear right there, and it's like, man, I'm kind of getting a headache, right? Or you sleep wrong because those muscles are pre-tight, like pre-taut, right? About to become fully like spastic. You basically go to bed and you wake up with a spasm because the muscles are trying to tighten down and they can't relax, right? So that's what happens, and that's what kind of really causes the symptomatology that is associated with it. But the main culprit is that you lost the curve in your neck. When you lose the curve in your neck, those muscles are always kind of trying to restore it, and they can't win because you keep doing, unfortunately, the wrong thing by looking down at your phone all the time, sitting in front of a computer all the time. And again, it's not that you're doing the right thing because you're working to provide for your family, but in the wrong ergonomical position, right? So then that loss of curve causes the neck to be tight, and then those bones start shifting out of place. And when those bones shift out of place, they irritate the nerves that are in the close vicinity of that area, then causing issues, right? So this is why it would be wise to strengthen and also correct that curve. So one of the top things that I recommend is that you roll up like a pillow or a towel, not a pillow. Pillow is kind of hard to roll up, right? A towel, or maybe even like a, or even have something like cylindrical shape. And what I would say is actually laying on your back with that cylindrical shaped thing place behind your neck. And that's basically going to take some of the strain off. And some of you do that. Like you hang your head off the the edge of your bed and stuff like that. Like, some people do that. Again, like, there's contraindications. Again, this is not meant to be utilized as, you know, diagnosis and blah, blah, blah. All the disclaimer. This is just me giving you some of the things that people do. You should look at them and obviously consult with your physician before you do them. But legitimately, we've seen a lot of our patients that we recommend and prescribe it based off of their x-rays to lay on a roll that we have that we actually give our patients that literally allows the curve in their neck to be restored slowly with passive molding, right? That's like a technique in physical therapy. We're not physical therapists by any means, but we use some of the physical therapy principles to restore and help people restore the actual condition and the curvature of their actual neck to reduce that tightness and soreness and muscle pre-tightness that happens that leads to obviously headaches and et cetera. So again, that's something you can do. And also, of course, seek massage, seek physical therapy. But some of you are literally trying and tried all these things, and you literally are not able to get rid of these occipital headaches and neck pain. So again, responsibility. I talked about it at the very beginning. If you're just missing, you know, you missed the first half, I went on a tangent about responsibility. If you're responsible for your body and your health, and you are the sole, you know, caretaker of your own body, should probably do some things that are preventative to not ever end up in surgery or something like that, right? So again, if you want a second opinion, you want a second look at your case and see if there's something we can do for you, by all means, reach out, come to the dinner, whatever it is that you need to do, come listen, learn, and apply, and then transform if that's what you want to do. So again, occipital headaches and neck pain are due to the fact that your neck curve is lost. And again, unless you find somebody that's going to correct that for you or you correct it yourself, you're more likely than not are going to have that issue over and over and over until it becomes so deteriorated that you end up with a surgery. Again, if that's what you want to do, by all means. But my argument is let's give everything else a try before you get cut open, even if it doesn't work. Because again, what if it does work? You're not going to end up under the knife. So I am out of time. Thank you so much for listening. Again, you guys have a blessed day. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, the Aces of Talk. The power's on, the body heals.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.